Very strange. All right, Samajash, let's do it again. Bobby's here. We're ready to go. Bobby davened so fast this morning for the minion that he figured he got a lot of extra time. Look what happened.
No, actually, I did so that I would be just up.
Okay.
Megillah nikreit be'achadasar, be'shnemasar, be'yot, be'shoshasar, be'arba'asar, be'chamishasar. Lo pachot, lo yotar. The maximum time of reading the Megillah is you can start, and we'll see what the circumstances are, but it starts on the 11th. The last possible day to read the Megillah is on the 15th of Adar. You can't go earlier than the 11th. You can't go later than the 15th. How does this work out? Krachim ha-mukafim choma mimot Yoshua bin Nun korim b'chamishasa. Cities that have had a wall since the days of Yoshua bin Nun, they read on the 15th, and others, kfarim v'ayarot yidolot, and small villages, large towns, whatever their size, but without a wall, or korin b'arba'as. If that's the case, what did we mean by saying the 11th and the 12th and the 13th? Ah, there's one caveat over here. Ella, shakvarim magdimim liyom haknisa. The thing is that makes the Mishnah more interesting is that the small towns that don't have their own resources for Korea, they need to have a Baal Kore and a Beit HaKnesset and so on. And so they don't usually have somebody who's a Baki, which would mean that they would have to travel in to the big city for Purim. Now, they're going to be traveling into the big city, or they just traveled into the big city the day before, maybe. Because every Monday and Thursday, that's when you have all the municipal services, the dinim, and the markets, and so on. So, therefore, what we did was we gave them the opportunity to read the Megillah at the same time that they're going to be in town anyway. We'll see what the reason we did this was. But the Kfarim, therefore, can be Magdim, and we'll see why Dafka Magdim. I mean, why not wait for the day after? But they can always go to the closest before time, either that Monday before or Thursday before, whichever is closer, to the Yom HaKnisa. And what do we mean? Okay, so let's go over the times. Let's assume now that Chal Liyot Arba'as or Bishini. Let's say that Purim, the regular Purim, the 14th, falls out on a Monday. So then everything is fine, because then the Kvarim and the Ayarot Gedolot are on a Yom HaKnisa, and therefore they will both read Bo Bayom. The Mekufot Choma do what's normal. They read the next day. And where it begins to expand now, beyond the 14th and 15th, is where Purim comes out on a Tuesday. The 14th comes out on a Tuesday. So Chal Liyot B'Shlishi, if the 14th is on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, so then we have the difference, because the Kvarim are Magdinim Liyom HaKnisa. The Kvarim now will go back to Monday, which brings us all the way back to either Yud Gimel, the day before Yud Dalet, or Yud Beis, depending if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, respectively. Of course, we still haven't seen how it's Yud Dalet. But it could be at least Yud Beis and Yud Gimel for the Kvarim. The cities without the wall, the Ayarot Gedolot, large cities, are Korin Bo Bayom. The Mekufot Choma read the way they would normally read, on the 15th, which is the Thursday. The Kvarim, however, do not join the 15th. We'll see why. Okay? Even though they're reading on the Thursday, right? They won't join them. They will go back to the previous Monday. Chal Liyot B'Chamishi. Now again, if actually the 14th falls out on a Thursday, so then the Kvarim Ayarot Gedolot again are now the same, because we never will go back to a previous Yom HaKnisa. There's no point in that. So now we've got only the 14th and the 15th. So all of the towns without the Choma Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun will read on that Thursday. The Mekufot Choma will read on Friday. So they'll read Lebachar. How about if the 14th falls on an Erev Shabbat? So now we've got a problem for the Mekufot Choma, because as we know, we've seen, I mean, we're going to learn about it later, but we've already seen Rava's Svara that we've had in a few places of the Gezerah. We don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. We don't take our lulav on Shabbos, all because of this chashash that maybe you'll be end up carrying it out of Amos and Shikarabi. So the same thing would be true about the fear of the Megillah, because not everybody's a bookie to read the Megillah. They read the Megillah in their homes and so on. So because of that, you may carry the Megillah, so we don't have to carry out the Megillah on Shabbat.
They're not bookie.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we get there. So there's no reading on a Shabbat. So what do we do? So there, what we do is this. The if it's on Erev Shabbat, so then the Kvarim, for some strange reason, the Kvarim, they go back to the Yom HaKnisa. The Ayarot and the Gedolot, which they would always do, the Ayarot, Gedolot, and the Mekufot Choma, instead of the Mekufot Choma reading together with the Kvarim, they read on the same day as the Ayarot Gedolot. So they move back to the 14th. And they're reading Bo Bayom. If Yudalit comes out on Shabbat itself, then there's no no problem for in the Kufot Choma, but now there's a problem for the Ayarot Gedolot. So here what happens is that the Kvarim and the Ayarot Gedolot, Makdimim v'Korim l'Yom HaKnisa, so they now will go back to read on Thursday. Because the 14th, now this is a little bit strange, 14th comes out on, if the 15th comes out on Shabbat, so then we have the Ayarot Gedolot joining the regular non-Mukafot Choma, the Mukafot Choma joining the non-Mukafot Choma Ayarot Gedolot. But if the Ayarot Gedolot are going to be moving, they don't move to the 13th, in that case, which is Erev Shabbos, they'll move back to Thursday, what it says over here, right? Because they're going to join the Kvarim, and they'll be Magdimim, the Kvarim of the Yom HaKnisa. Now that certainly requires some explanation. Mukufot Choma, of course, they're okay, because now Sunday is the 15th, so they'll read on Sunday. Mukufot Choma l'machar. Chaliot Achar Shabbat. Here, finally, we figure out how we get to Sunday, how we get to Yud-Alev, If the 14th is on a Sunday, then the Kvarim go all the way back to the Yom HaKnisa, which is the previous Thursday, and that drags it back to Yud-Alev. And then the Ayarot Gedolot, of course, have no problem. They read Bo B'Yom and the Gufot Choma have no problem. They read the Machar on the 15th, as we would expect. One of those, huh? Megillah Nikreit B'Achadasa. Says the Gemara, you say that we can read even on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. I mean, I don't know. I mean, every time I read the Megillah, I always find it mentioned something about 14th day of Adar. And this, I mean, where did I get this from? Minolan. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Minolan. I mean, you make it sound like it's a drush, a posik or something. I mean, that's what the word Minolan. You know perfectly well that this whole thing is basically a takana of some sort, that we say later on exactly what the Torah was. Basically did what they wanted here. They wanted to make life easier on the Kvarim in order, as the Mashvot of the Sugi here. We'll see later on the Gemara is going to change this about, but Kedeshi Yisapku Mayim, we want them to be available on the day of Purim, not being busy with reading the Megillah, so that they'll be able to bring the trucks in with the food for the Sadas Purim, and then we've got all that schnapps that's got to be brought in. It's a major day. And therefore, we let them off. You expect this to be written in the Megillah? I mean, what are you saying, Minola? Leot Korim B'Yom Yudalad B'Yom Tezvav Aval No, that's not true. Look, what we're saying is this. Look, I mean, the bottom line is, why are we reading? I mean, where do we get the idea that we have to listen to this whole takona for it? Because it was a takona of the Anshei Knesset Agdola, right? So the Anshei Knesset Agdola tikninu. Okay. Now, the question is like this. The Isa Kadaita, what we're asking when we say minolan, is that if you believe that the actual takana of Purim was the 14th and the 15th, and it's a binding takana, to explain how the Rabbanan could possibly come in a later generation, atu Rabbanan, va'akre takanta tetakino anshei Knesset Agdola, is it possible for a later Beit Din to undo the takana that was made by the anshei Knesset Agdola, which was basically the greatest gathering of Chachomim that had ever taken place in terms of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, 120 of the greatest Chachomim over a period of so many years, including the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, that were still there, the Aliyah from Ezra. There was no competition to that 100 years later. I mean, So if that's the case, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah actually made this takana, when we ask Minolan, we're asking something very important. We're asking, Heicha Raniza. Now, this is an astonishing thing. We're going to see that this creates an entire interwoven theme throughout the early part of the Masechet, in which the relationship of what's written in the Megillah to the Takana becomes fundamentally important. Because we're making an assumption here. The assumption is that Kriyat HaMegillah is the equivalent of a Torah-type reading. We're reading something. We're not reading a story. We're reading the basis of the story. And if that's the case, in the same way that we would expect when the Gemara does this all the time, we have a halacha. We know perfectly well what the halacha is. The halacha has always been that way, and we know all of the logic of the halacha. Where does it say it in the Torah? That's what we're asking all the time. And that's why it's very funny, because it never sounds like we're really learning the halacha from there. It's we already know what we're looking for, now let's go and find it, because it's clearly there. Here we're doing exactly the same thing about the Megillah, which is a little bit mind-boggling. And later on, in fact, we're going to get to the issue. How in the world did we create a Torah Shebichtav out of a Torah Shebaal Peh? The whole idea of it being a Rabbanan is that it doesn't have a Ktav. So why are we writing a Megillah? Why are we reading a Megillah? Why are we looking for a Muslim in a Megillah? This is just a storybook. What's the Ramazan? Okay, so this is the first time that we saw the Gemara opens with this idea. And is first shocked by it, right? Minola. What kind of dumb question is that? Minola. Oh, hey, Haramiza, where can we find this din in the Megillah? And later on, we're going to question, why are we trying to find din in the Megillah? So Omer of Shama Baraba, Omer of Yochanan, Omer Kro, take a look at the pasuk. L'kayem et yemei ha-purim ha-ela bizmanehem. Now, what kind of word is that, bizmanehem? In their times. Obviously, it says yemei ha-purim ha-ela. If you want to tell me that they have to be at the correct time as defined by Beit Din, I don't know what you're trying to say. I mean, but say bizman. Do it on time. What's the point of mentioning now a new Lashon Rabbim as if we've got new times? Therefore, it must be that zmanehem is indeed Marames. Naftali, could you take that broomstick and poke Richie, please? Zmanim harbe tiknulahem. I see you, Rich. I see. So zmanim harbe tiknulahem. There were many zmanim, therefore that were metukan. Wait a minute. Haimi boilei legufe. What do you mean? We need the din of kayem b'yemei ha-purim el bizmanehem to tell me that there's a din of the 14th, there's a din of the 15th, and that it obtains differently to the brazim, and to, as we'll see later on. I mean, this is an important pasuk. It's not that we're just using a lashon rabbim. Some.
What was that?
Because in Cain says the Torah. Wait. It's to tell me that there's the time. So you could have said zman. What's the zmanehem? Zman in tuva. Must be that they're extra times. No, not true. Because if I would just say the zman, right? Well, wouldn't you think that that means there's one time? It's basically up to you. You have the 14th and the 15th. So if if it's an easy day for the 14th, read on the 14th. If you want to wait till the 15th, you're going up to Yerushalayim where people for some reason read on the 15th. Read on the 15th. Do whatever you want. Therefore, it has to say zmano shozeh lo kezmano shozeh. So by saying zmanehem, it's making it a respective time on their respective times. Ah, no, but even to do that, you could have said bizmanam would also mean respective time. Why does it have to say their respective times? It's your respective time for each one of you. Therefore, it's coming to tell me now a new drasha. My zmanehem shmamina kulu. Therefore, we learn out from here that there are times that are mechuvan, and they are mechuvan to this type of city and that type of city, and you don't have an option of reading from one to the other, and they're extra time beyond the ones that are mentioned in the Furash here, beyond the 14th to the 15th. Okay, fine. So then why not just come to the conclusion that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola left this open to your definition? I mean, you made a big thing in the Mishnah. No less than the 11th and no more than the 15th. Where do you get that from? As you say, whatever takana, the chachamim will make in any particular door has been left open because the Anshei Knesset HaGdola obviously didn't mean to define these as the only times. That's all you have to say. So, I mean, if somebody, let's say, is leaving on a caravan, he's not going to be anywhere near a place where there's going to be Kriyas Megillah, and now it's the fourth day of Adar. But he should be able to read the Megillah on the fourth day of Adar. It says, Bismanayim. I mean, why can't we make kulas whenever we want? If that's the point. Says the Gemara. If that's the case, Eim Zmanim Tuva? No. Zmanayim Dumya Dizmanam. It's not Zmanim Tuva. It's not just anything. The point over here is that by using the word Zmanayim, you're telling me, by definition, that I am giving you the number of times in addition to mirror the number of times that are written. So if I'm telling you 2 days, the 14th to the 15th, and now I'm telling you double that. Okay, so now I have 2 extra days. That's all that I have. Right, 2 extra days. So, if there's only Mazmanam Shrei, Avzmanayim Shrei, so 2 should equal the 12th and the 13th. How do you get the 11th? Mishnah has 5 days total. If it's based on Zmanayim, there should be 4 days total. Where do we get now the extra, all the way back the 11th? Ah, that is the Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. We're going to see later on. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak points out that the 13th of Adar was a Zman Ki'ilah Lakol. That was the day of the miracle itself. And therefore, Lo Tzarech L'Ribuye, it doesn't make sense that we would need, it doesn't make sense that we would need a posse. Once you're telling me you could be Marva, that it isn't Dafka these days, I should not who are you deem. So then, obviously, you could do it on the 13th, because that's the Ikarnes. In which case, the two specific days that are being added must be specific days around the name, not of the name. All that it's coming to tell me is that the 14th and the 15th themselves, where there it specifies those were the days following the Nes Hayomim Asher Nachu HaYehudim, and certainly before the Nes, they were probably, their stomachs were still churning, no matter what had happened. I mean, they saw obviously things were changing, but the fact is that their stomachs were still churning. Maybe it's not shy to say a Kriya at that point. Once the Pasuk tells you you, Richie, once the pasuk tells you that you're able to read at these extra days, so then obviously I don't need a pasuk anymore specifically for the 13th, in which case the specific addition of 2 days is 2 days besides the 14th and 15th around the day of the days, which is the 13th. Therefore, I now get the 11th and the 12th, the 14th and the 15th, and the 13th is a given. Okay? Obviously, Lotzar Merbuya doesn't mean that if it wouldn't have been for the pasuk of Zman Ahem, I still would have thought you could read on the 13th. That's absurd. I certainly would not have. I would have said just the opposite. The day that you're fighting is the day that you're not allowed to make Purim, because it says Asher Nachu Ayudi. But once you're being Marbeh, now already I'll say, well, certainly the 13th, huh? The Ema Shitsar Veshifsar. Wait, but how do you know? Is it a more reasonable if you're adding that you should be adding after the Nays, and now say the 14th and the 15th, and you can even put it off Zmanayan to the 16th and the 17th if you've got Shabbos in the middle or you don't have a Yom HaKnisah. But how do you know you can go before? I mean, it makes much more sense to say it's later, because now you know what you're celebrating. I mean, before, you may be celebrating your own destruction. What kind of celebration is that? No, because it says Beferish in the Pasuk, strangely enough, Velo Yavor. So the kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim is v'lo yavor liotosim et shnei ha-yomim ha-ela. It says specifically not to put off doing these 2 days. If it don't put it off means obviously if you're going to add days, it's got to be before. Shmuel ben Nachmani Omar, Shmuel ben Nachmani takes a different approach. He says, if you take a look in the post, we have very, very strange. Kayamim asher nachu behem ha-yehudim mi-oyvehem, and so on. Now what's this kayamim? Like the days. Kayamim means yamim. So the Jews accepted upon themselves to be making the Yemei HaPurim Kayamim. So there's Yomim that are like the same number of Yomim. Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim. Okay, how many days were there Asher Nachu HaYehudim? 2. So there's Yomim Kayamim. And that means you have now the addition of 11 and 12. And there too we ask the same questions. If that's the case, why is it 11 and 12? Why isn't it 12 and 13? It was there under Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani's Beit HaMidrash, the Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answered that Shloshasar of Adar is Zman Kila Lakoli. And once we're being Marbe, it's Lo Tzarech L'Rabuye to be one of the 2 days, because you're already telling me I don't need to celebrate the Nes. So if I can do it before the Nes, Koshkin, I can do it on the Yom of the Nes. So there, that's a given already. Lo Tzarech L'Rabuye. And there too we asked on Reb Shimon Bar Reb Yitzchak, maybe it means the 16th and the 17th. And there too we answered V'lo Yavor Chtiv. No, that's what it's all about. You're right. Very good. You are getting there. Says the Gemara, "Pshim Bar Nachmani, my time alo Amar midizmanehen." So, what was wrong with the drush? Sounded like an awfully nice drush to me. What was wrong with that drush? I thought actually it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
To find like all those levels of meaning in dizmanehen. But that's exactly why I didn't like it. Too many levels of meaning. Zman, zmanam, zmanehen for 3 different levels of lomash. That's maybe overdoing it. Reb Shama Bar Abba, what was wrong with yamim kayamim? What do you mean? You know what yamim kayamim means? It means exactly what it's saying, that the Jews will keep the days of Purim like the days that were kept at the time of the event. That's all it's saying. It's saying it l'dorot, that you and future generations are now accepting upon yourself for all time to keep the same days. That's all it means. Why would it mean adding days? Omar Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, you know, the whole Mishnah is all Rabbi Akiva Stimata'a. It's all basically satum like Rabbi Akiva, taking for granted the stam tana of the Mishnah. Rashi brings over here the famous Mishita, which he discusses often, that all of the Stam in everything, whether it's the Sifri, the Sifra, or the Mishnah, and so it's all a Libra Rabbi Akiva, because they basically were all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So we had the Stam Mishnah was Rabbi Meir, we had the Stam Sifra was Rabbi Yehuda, we had the Tosefta was Rabbi Nechemiah, etc. So Stimata'a means the father of all the people who are so tame, because we can assume that they are the authors. But Rashi says that's what people say, but he doesn't believe that that's the pshat, because you often find other people called Stimata'a, and there it just simply means that this particular brayta, mishnah, whatever, is going stam aliba X or Y or Z. So why in this case would it necessarily mean Rabbi Akiva being the father of all the stams? Those are really beautiful glasses. They need another little bit in them, like a siren. They do sell those, you know, for drivers. It's very very, very good thing. Depending on which way your head is bending, it puts a little alarm in your ears. It's a life-saving device. It's a fantastic. Yeah, they sell it for Dafyomi nowadays. Used to only be for drivers.
That's with the electric shocker.
Yeah, like that. It really works very well. It would have saved an awful lot of very special people. Yeah. Right? Okay, so this says Rabbi Yochanan, it's Kulay Aliyah but Rabbi Akiva. But the truth is, it's Rabbi Akiva Shita that holds the Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, but the Chachamim don't agree with this. Basically, the Chachamim say there's no such thing. There's no dispensations that are given to B'nai Kfarim and so on. These are the days of the Kriya. There are no other days of the Kriya. In Korina Telab is Zmanan, that would mean a completely different arrangement. It means that basically you'd have to go from the 14th to the 15th and from the 15th to the 14th. If you run into a Shabbos problem, you don't have the right to go to any other day, etc., etc. Meisvei, we ask on this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that claims that the Mishnah has to be going like Rabbi Akiva and that basically that violates the Das of Rofa Chomin, Rabbi Yehuda will say in the Bema time, when do all of these dinim apply? This is only when the world is working right and all things are in their proper place and God is in his home. But nowadays, Bizman Azer, when everything is messed up, we can't afford to make any of these changes. Why? Because Hoylo Mistaklimba in Korinota Ella Bizmana. Since, now, the Gerson Yerushalmi is called Mistaknimba, which means that we suffer so many persecutions that it's likely that if we add days to Purim, so then we're going to end up being Mavato the whole Takana Purim because the government will catch on that we have other days that we could read the Megillah, which they'll make sure we won't. And if we try to, the Kvarim try to go in the Yom HaKnisah, they'll get shot. Whatever. Okay, the Lashon over here simply means Mistaklimba is that since there is no longer Shanim Ketikunam in the sense of astronomically Ketikunam, meaning Beis Din doesn't send Shluchim and doesn't announce and nobody really knows when Pesach is, the only way to find out is by counting the number of days from Adar and remembering that Adar Samuch L'Nisan is always Chaser, and therefore you count the number of days from the 14th of reading the Megillah. Yeah, now I know when Pesach is. But if we're going to start playing games reading the Megillah on other days, people, they don't know about this kind of stuff. So they will end up counting from the 11th. They'll count 30 days from the 11th, keep Pesach on the 11th, and the last 4 days of Pesach, they'll be eating chametz. That's great. So therefore, we don't do anything that's going to confuse the poor plebeians out there, and we have to keep it the way it is. Now, let me ask you something. Rabbi Yehuda, obviously was not coming to be a Mechadish, a new Shita, because he says Eimatai. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Eimatai, he's coming to define something which was a before that everybody would agree with. He says, that statement that was made above obtains in particular circumstance. Okay. So who exactly was Rabbi Yehuda referring to when he said that? And Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave it to mind. Rabbi Akiva, that what? He was referring back to the first Mishnah, which supposedly has only said a Libra Rabbi Akiva. Last I heard, if Rabbi Akiva said a Mishnah, he was saying a Mishnah that applied to his own time. He's certainly not talking as if he's living there at the time Shashanim Ketikudam, when there's a Beit HaMikdash and so on. Rabbi Akiva had a difficult time with the Romans himself. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense to be referring to Rabbi Akiva, afil bizman hazeh. Ita Rabbi Akiva's statement was being said for his own time. So ita laitakanta. Ela lava liba de Rabbanan. He must have been referring back even to those who argue with Rabbi Akiva, and at least they would agree that if the times were right, that the Mishnah would apply, but they're saying, look, but the times aren't right anymore. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't apply. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there never was such a takana according to Chachamim, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no drasha of Bizmanehem. Now, this is him. And therefore, what is clear from Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that Bizman Shashanim Kitikunam, if life is okay, and Yisrael Shriyin Alad Matam, then Mia Karina, then of course the Rabbanan would also agree that we're going to read the Megillah on the 13th year of Ben Kvar. To Yufta, Rabbi Yochanan, to Yufta. That basically blows Rabbi Yochanan out of the water. We can forget about that sheet. There is no such thing as a Chachamim who hold that we don't darshan Bizmanehem. In fact, there's another lashon in this, according to which Rabbi Yochanan never had suggested such a thing at all. According to which, what he actually said was, Omer Rabba Barakhan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divi Rabbi Akiva Stimata'a, Aval Chachamim Omru. And basically, according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan was stating that which we just understood in Rabbi Yehuda, that Bizmana Zeho Ilu Mistaklimba, Enkorino Tela Bizmana. And to that, we added Tanya Namiyachi, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Eimatay bezman shashanim ketikudam v'yisor shunal ad matan. Aval bezman hazeh, ho'ilu mistaklim ba, ein korin ota, ela bezmana. So that if it's going to give rise to dangers, according to that Girsa, or to mistakes about Chag HaPesach, according to our Girsa, then we keep to Yudalad and Tevah. Actually, Rav Ashi pointed out that we have a real problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Kashle to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he did not understand how Rabbi Yehuda could possibly have said what supposedly he said in the Braita, and also stick with what he says later on in the Mishnah, as we'll see. And because of that, he's Mukibla the Braita, Karebi Yosi Barebi Yehuda. Let me show you. He changed, therefore, the Braita that we said before. Instead of saying Rabbi Yehuda said it, actually it was Rabbi Yosi Barebi Yehuda who said it. And this is what he asked. Me, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bizvana Zel, Mr. Klimba in Kurin Hotel of Bizvana. Is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda actually said that if that's the Braita? That's the Braita. Ramini, is it not true that Rabbi Yehuda says Beferush in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimatai Bizmacha Nichnasi Bishani Bachamishi? Of a Mokob Shein Nichnasim Bishani Bachamishi in Kurin Hotel of Bizvana? Rabbi Yehuda clarified in the Mishnah the same type of Lashon with his Eimatai, but what he said was, when do we say this halacha that the Kvarim are Magdim in the Yom HaKnisa Dafka, where there is a Yom HaKnisa? Now, he doesn't say anything about Bizman Shashanim Ketikunam and so on, right? He says, if you have, however, a situation where there is no particular Yom HaKnisa, so then we don't give this halacha to the Kvarim that they're able to read on the 11th or the 12th and 13th. There's no such thing. They have to read. The same way everybody else reads and come into town, not when they want to, but when the Takonin. Then in Korino Tel Bizmana. But what does that mean? It means that Makom Shenichnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Mia Karina. I feel Bizmana Zeh. You'll note that in the Mishnah, as opposed to what he said earlier, that there he says Eimatai Bizman Shashanim Ketikunam Mash for the Bizmana Zeh. There's nothing to talk about. So why in the Mishnah does Rabbi Yehuda go ahead and say the only thing you have to look at is to see whether there is Zman HaKnisa? But if there's no Zman HaKnisa, no. If Lamaisa, for all practical purposes, there's no such halacha Bizman Zeh because it's not Zmanim Ketikunam. So there's a real contradiction here in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi came to the conclusion that the Braita could not have been said by Rabbi Yehuda. It must have been said by Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, come on, what is JTS? I mean, what? You should be kashlag Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mukabal, the Braita, Rabbi Yehuda. So you take it out of a hat. Now you've got a problem. So now you've decided, why answer the problem? Let me choose somebody and decide. Undoubtedly, they got mixed up between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What kind of nonsense is that? No, not the point. Rav Ashi knew that there were those who said over the Braita, the Ikad Atonilak Rav Yehuda, the Ikad Atonilak Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. There was basically two versions of the Braita. One which said Rav Yehuda Amar Eimatai Bizman Shashanim Ketikunam, and one which said Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Amar Eimatai Bizman Shashanim Ketikunam. Now Rav Ashi said, well, if you read that Braita like Rav Yehuda, you're going to end up with a contradiction in Rav Yehuda to the Mishnah. So Midikash like Rav Yehuda, since he knew that there would be a question according to that Girsa, was obviously wrong. And therefore he said, Man Datani like Rav Yehuda Lav Davka. It was an unreliable quote that quoted it from Rav Yehuda. Man Datani like Rav Yossi but Rav Yehuda is Davka. That you can do already. Obviously they have two different versions.
Stronger than our Lav Davka.
Yeah.
Davka Lav.
No, but that's the point. I don't have to deal with it. It wasn't necessarily reliable.
No, it wasn't necessarily reliable, therefore it's not reliable.
Yeah.
And now
I see. I don't worry. I'm not going to worry about it. Krochem amukafim choma mimot Yoshua ben Nun korim b'chamishas. Now, where do we get this from? This business about walled cities, not walled cities, and Yoshua ben Nun. What does Yoshua ben Nun have to do with the Megillah anyway? Choma ravalor. The Megillah clearly makes a distinction between cities that have a wall and cities that don't have a wall. Now, there's a mistaken assumption that everyone makes that there's such a thing called Shushan work. That is complete. Certainly according to Bob, we'll see whether in the Yerushalmi it's also complete.
There's no such thing.
I know. Shushan Purim has nothing to do with Shushan. So, what we call Shushan. If you're living in Shushan, there is such a thing called Shushan Purim. No, as we'll see, that's an important question. As it turns out, Shushan is a particular takana that doesn't fit into the Megillah. But since it says in the Megillah, Al Kein HaYudim HaPrazim HaYoshvim V'Arei HaPrazot, now you'll notice it never says anything else. There's two sorts. One pasuk says, Liyot Osim Et Yom Arba Asar Ve'et Yom Chamisha Asar. But it doesn't say who does what. Another pasuk says, and therefore, And by the way, you're always feeling a little funny about that, because it feels like it should have said the rest of it. And therefore, the Jews that live in the open towns keep Purim on the 14th.
Yes.
And there's no end. Something seems to be missing. So if the Pasuk tells us that the Yehudim HaPrazim HaYoshvim Ba'arei HaPrazot are meant to be keeping Osim et Yom HaRba'asar L'Chodesh Adar Simchal Mishtev Yom Tov, so then doesn't that imply that if the Prazim are on the 14th, then it must be the Mukafim that are on the 15th? Well, I don't know. Maybe the point of the Megillah is, if you live in an open city, make Purim, and if not, don't make Purim. I mean, how do you know necessarily to be Medayek? Therefore, the people that live in a walled city must make another 15th. I mean, the normal thing to say is, Jews that lived in the open city, perhaps the idea is, and sense themselves in much greater danger. Basically, obviously, if you're living out in Montana somewhere, once the natives go crazy, the Jews have to be a lot more worried than if they're living in New York. I mean, over there, the Jews are mitkanes into their skyscrapers, and they have the walls to keep them, and they shoot everybody to try to steal them, so on. But what do you do in Montana? So over there, when you're living in the open cities, you're scared. You're in the hinterland. So the rednecks are coming. So they have to make a big party. But in New York, I mean, it's a nace that anyone non-Jewish is still alive. Maybe they wouldn't have to make a holiday at all. Maybe that's the plan. So mukafin klau klau lo. But that's not reasonable. I mean, it says the whole time. It talks about the Yisrael. I mean, it talks about the Yehudim as a nation. I mean, this isn't a citywide thing. This was a global event. So does it make sense to say that we would split Klal Yisrael into the people that keep this holiday and those that don't keep this holiday event? That's not reasonable. So the Klal Yisrael, anyway, look, I mean, isn't the whole idea in the Megillah is that this was global? Doesn't it keep stressing Mihodu Vad Kush? Now, it's true that it doesn't say Mihodu Vad Kush anywhere in the actual Kabbalah. It doesn't say, Al-Kena Yudi Mihodu Vad Kush Kiblu Aleihem V'Azar. It just says Al-Kena Yudi. But it's basically defined a context of something that applies across the globe. By the way, there was a very interesting Shaila that was sent to the Rida from people that were living in Kenya. I mean, in Africa. There was no Kenya at the time. The people that were living in Africa. No, this was the Chida. So they time it that since there was no Nes Purim in Africa, that area, because Hodu Vat Kush did not include Dark Africa, there should be no Purim, no Chiyuv of Purim. And what's interesting is in that in the Sefer, the famous traveler, in his own mind, a Jewish Marco Polo, Dani, the time of the Gaonim, so he sent back a description in great detail of the calendar of the Aseres HaShvatim that live across the dark mountains and the Nahar Sambatyon and so on. Right? So he writes that they keep the same Siddharam Donatza, but of course they don't have a Purim because they weren't part of the Nes Purim because they didn't, there was no Duvat Kush, doesn't include the Aseres HaShvatim. So the people in Africa, Taina the Chida, they shouldn't have the Purim. Shidainet, Velav Yisrael, he was arguing for this Gemara. That the point of Mihodavat Kush is not to define a particular geographical area, but to give the sense of the global event, and that this was something that Yehudim were Makabalism, to remember that mice doesn't matter. Right now, whether the place they are living in, whether they were Bo'otohanes or not Bo'otohanes, it's very fascinating. Huh? But what is meant by global? So global is always defined by the reach of your current state of globality. It's very interesting. It's always the same globalism. You know, just imagine, it depends how many planets you live on. So maybe it can't mean that they don't keep Purim at all, right? So the implication, therefore, of the verse is if the 14th is for the Prazim, then the 15th is for the Mukavot Choma, right? So maybe, now we know why we have the 14th. Well, wait, not necessarily. Because Ema Prazim Barbesa, look, you'll notice that the Pasuk makes a point of when people in open cities have to keep Purim, but doesn't make a point of when, and therefore leaves you hanging. I mean, you sense that. You sense, and you never told me openly that the people in a walled city keep it on the 15th. So maybe the Chamesa, maybe the people that actually have to do both. I mean, that's my first thought. That's the 14th and 15th. Did not say to make the 14th and the 15th. So maybe they have to keep the 14th and the 15th. To which he responds, if it wouldn't have said that little extra I would agree with you. Because then it's offering 2 days of Purim.
14th to 15th, you're going to have to keep both days unless you were specifically left out because you live in an open city. But now it says, et yom arba'asar, the et yom chamishasar, comes along the et and it splits it. You don't keep both. You keep either the 14th or the 15th. Okay, fine. Either the 14th or the 15th means I have a choice though, right? So the prosim don't have a choice. They have to keep on the 14th. But the mukafim have a choice. Let them keep either on the 14th or the 15th. Ah, but that, as we saw in Amud Aleph, our makro, bizmanehem. And that one of the diyukim, one of the levels of diyukim, bizmanehem, was zmano shalzeh, lo zmano shalzeh. If the prazim were given the 14th, then the mukafim were not given the 14th. They don't have that option of reading on the 14th. So, it says is, how can you ayudim haprazim or korim on the 14th, right? Why does this mean that they should keep the 15th? Maybe it means they don't keep 14th, they keep the 13th. So, ema betleisar. Maybe this means they should keep the 13th. That the mukafim read on the 13th. Now you understand that if the basis of the mukafim reading at another time is shushan, then this question is absolutely off the wall. It can't be that we're saying that we're making a shushan purim, and therefore the mukafim should read not like shushan. That's nuts. So if we're reading this as a question, then the only possible explanation is that the Gemara has completely separated the issue of when Shushan, that the question of whether Shushan has a wall or doesn't have a wall, is completely irrelevant. We don't know that Shushan has a wall, I'd say. So for some reason, the issue of Prazi or Mukaf has to do with the nature of the Nase and not with the relationship to Shushan.
Which is why we can now ask the question that let the Pasik that refers to the 14th and the 15th be referring to the Prazim on the 14th, to Shushan on the 15th, and the implication of Akena Yudim Prazim read on the 14th means that the ones who are not Prazim, meaning the Mukafot Choma, they read on a different day, which would be the 13th.
To which the Gemara answers, well, Kishusha, if, which only means now that if Lamaisa, once we have already a city that read on the 15th, in other words, that keeps Purim on the 15th, then it was not on the 15th. So if that's the case, it makes sense that if we're not telling you when the Mukafot Choma should read, then that should be the day that they would read, because we already have that day. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, Ashkech Anasiya, if that's what you're looking at, you only find this entire pasuk Liot Osim. Okay? Liot Osim has to do with reading the Megillah. Liot Osim has to do with being Yesuda and giving Shalach Monas and so on. I mean, I don't see how you can now be take along Liot Osim, Mishnah, Simcha, Yontev. I mean, that I understand. What does that do with reading the Megillah? It specifically doesn't say a word about reading the Megillah in that pasuk. You're using that pasuk as the whole basis for saying that there's the difference between the Prazim and the Mukafim, and that therefore must be that they read on the 15th. I don't know. I mean, it only says Liot Osim. How do we know Liot Korim? Oh, that I know because the Torah says here that Hayamim Ha'ele Niskarim V'Nasim. Separately, the Pasuk says, which seems to be very repetitive when you're reading the Megillah, now suddenly you realize, now wait a minute, that's not repetitive at all. There's actually two completely different elements for it. One is the mitzvahs that are done in Purim. One is the Kriya of the Megillah that's done on Purim. Comes along now the Megillah to tell me after the whole discussion, the Yamim Ha'ele should be Nizkarim V'Nasim B'chol Dor V'Dor. If they're Nizkarim V'Nasim, that means that we're comparing to Zechira. Zechira always means the same. Right? That same thing that we have by Amalek in terms of reading the Parsha. It doesn't mean to remember it in your mind. It means to speak it out. Just like it means by Kiddush on Shabbat. Zechorat Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh means say it, not remember it. So if that's the case, the Nizkarim V'Nasim means we're comparing the reading of the Megillah, saying over the story with the Asiya, and therefore it's Ishkish Zechira La Asiya. Okay, so now we know that we've got 2 days, they're different days, they cannot be exchanged one for the other, and the day of the reading for the Mukafot must be the day that was given as Shushan read. Now, the Mishnah that says that the cities that were walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun is obviously not going like Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, because I mean, the Mishnah is the Loki Haitana. Because the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchomer, Kroachim Amukafim Choma Miyamot Achashverosh Korim B'Chamishas. Actually, the determining factor of what city will read on the 15th is the time that the Nase took place, and not the time of Yoshua ben Nun. My time at the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korachak, he says, well, aren't we going to use Shushan as the model? I mean, you yourself had to come out to Shushan as the model. You said, why not the 13th? Now that we know that there's money in. And you said it's Mistavra to use Shushan, and Shushan read on the 15th. So then once that's true, maybe, in fact, Shushan is the model for what defines a Mukaf. And maybe, indeed, the myth about there being a Shushan Purim is true. Everything is based around Shushan. But if it's based around Shushan, then that means that the determining factor is what cities were the equivalent of Shushan. So Ma Shushan Mukefet Choma Miyamot Achashverosh V'Korim B'Chamish Asa. Avkosh Mukefet Choma Miyamot Achashverosh Korim B'Chamish Asa. Our Tana obviously doesn't hold that. So Tana Didan, my Tana, where does our Tana get this weird idea that we will make the definition of a walled city dependent on the time of Yehoshua Ben Nun? Yolif Prazi Prazi, says it's a possible. It says, Al-Kena Yudim Ha-Prazim. The word Prazi occurs in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's true it occurs in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu from Og, Sichon, and Og. Where it says over there, Levad Me'orei Ha-Prazi Harbei Ma'od. But Lamaisa, we're going to make this dependent on Yehoshua Ben Nun, because he was the Iker Yerush HaSaret. So just like Mala Alan, just like later, their meaning, not later, but there, in the Sefer Torah itself, take out the words Mukefet Choma, the Gro removes, because we're not talking about the Mukefet Choma, we're talking about the meaning of the word Prazi, so he's darshaning the Pasuk. The reason it says Mukefet Choma is because we're trying to learn how to define Mukefet Choma, and indeed, it does say over there, Arim Gvohot B'tzurot Choma, but we're not darshaning it from B'tzurot Choma, we're darshaning it from Prazi. So that means we define the nature of the Prazi, Bimot Yehoshua Ben Nun. Since we define the nature of the Prazi, Bimot Yehoshua Ben Nun, so therefore the Mukefet Choma, which is not Prazi, is Bimot Yehoshua Ben Nun. So Mala Alan Yemot Yehoshua Ben Nun, Afkan Yemot Yehoshua Ben Nun. Now, I understand why Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha does not say like our Tana, because he does not have, interesting, the Kabbalah of Prazi Prazi. And therefore he cannot make the Gzera Shava to a book written by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, very strange, of Prazi Prazi. But our Tana, why doesn't our Tana say Tana Didan like Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha? What kind of crazy question is that? You just answered it yourself. You said Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha doesn't hold a Prazi Prazi, and then an our Tana does hold a Prazi Prazi. Kind of weird. My Tana, he's like Prazi Prazi. It's because he holds a Prazi Prazi. No, 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 no. I'm saying, look, you're ending up with a very strange situation, because you see, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha is using Shushan as the basis of a concept called Shushan Purim, which is now going to apply to cities like Shushan, okay? That makes sense. But according to you, there isn't any real relationship between Shushan and the other cities, because Shushan was not, the way the Rambam says, was not Mukefet Miyot Yehoshua Ben Nun. What he says is, Afa Pisha Shushan Lo Aita Mukefet Miyot Yehoshua Ben Nun. Rashi says, we don't know whether Shushan was Mukefet Miyot Yehoshua Ben Nun, because it wasn't an issue. Who the heck knows what the deal is with Shushan? But, yeah, exactly. The Sfora is that it wasn't, because it was through creation. But that's the Birah. It could be that the city of Shushan itself had indeed an older Choma. Shushan HaBirah is across the river, and that was new. That was the new capital. But in any event, the way Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha is learning makes a great deal more sense. We're using a model called Shushan. So then we define the dinim according to the model. According to you, Shushan is an accident. We create now a difference, a theoretical abstraction called an Ir Mukaf. You now give it a din of Mukefet Choma Miyamot Yehoshua Ben Nun. And the craziest thing is that the one city that Lamaisa ended up doing, it doesn't fit the criteria. That's crazy. So then why is Shushan keeping Purim on the 15th, according to you? But it's just an accident, basically. Isn't that weird? That's what we're asking. Okay, come on. Shushan, now, the Grot takes out the word Da'avda. Keman. Shushan Keman, because the question isn't why did Shushan keep the original Purim on the 15th? The reason that it kept the original Purim on the 15th is because they were busy fighting on the 14th, obviously. That would be a pretty silly question. But the question is, why were they Koveya Purim on the 15th if they're not an Ir Mukefet Choma? Therefore, takes out the word Da'avda. Rashi, however, has the Girsa Da'avda, and he asks, how did they make a Purim on the 15th? Who told them that to celebrate? Maybe they shouldn't celebrate. You fight. Everybody else was celebrating. Let everybody else do the celebration. I mean, it's like, you know, like the guys in the Kollel. They celebrate while everybody fights. So maybe that's the point. Everybody was drinking while Shushan was fighting. Strange situation, but stranger things have been known to take place. So maybe that's the point. Says the Gemara, well, that ends it. you can't really ask that, because, I mean, after all, Shushan is something of a particular situation. I mean, the Gemara asks, Loka prazim, loka mukafim. Omar Rav, or something was Kadiyu said, Shani Shushan hoil v'naseh bones. Look, I mean, there is, in fact, a special takona for Shushan, because that's where the nes took place, which has nothing to do with our Shushan Purim. We're not keeping Shushan Purim, we're keeping Yerushalayim Purim, according to our Tan. As a matter of fact, in the Yerushalmi, if anybody's left after this long daf, in the Yerushalmi today, we'll see that the reason for the takona of Mimot Yoshua ben Nun is because of the covet of Eretz Yisrael in the first place. Because if we're going to be koveya like Shushan, then we're going to say any city that has a wall at the time of Shushan. Eretz Yisrael was in shambles at the time of Purim. So what we're going to be doing is we're being mantzia, we're immortalizing the state of destruction of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that would be pretty crazy. To Adarabba, what we want to do is we want to go back to Eretz Yisrael, but binyanah, which was the whole point of Purim anyway, to get back to Eretz Yisrael, rebuild Eretz Yisrael to Esther, and therefore we made the takana for Eretz Yisrael. So what do? We call it Shushan Purim. Typical. You can imagine they call it Borough Park Purim one day. If we don't, Gemara doesn't tell us why there would be this difference. We're left our own devices, basically, when we read the Megillah to figure it out. I mean, but it's so strange because we were raised with this prejudice. We read the Megillah and we understand the word Al Kain Hayudim Aprazim has to do with the nes in Shushan and the nes outside of Shushan. And then the Gemara is assuming that all of that you're reading into the falsehood. Where does it say that? Very fascinating. And indeed, if you think about it, unless there's some other issue, why is Mukafim the way to think about Shushan? Why not say the Jews in the capital? The Jews in the capital. Why Mukafim? Why Prazim Mukafim? So clearly, they knew something we don't know. Again, the Akronim suggests that maybe it is the sense of the terror of living in the hinterland, the idea of, which ties into the overall sense of Megillah against chaos, not all the elements of chaos are central to understanding the Megillah. This may be one of those elements. You can create little worlds in which you have other things to consider, in which chaos doesn't seem to. Walled communities, basically. Today we call them gated communities. So gated communities keep chaos at bay. So you have a different way of understanding your situation. No, this is a very profound sense. I mean, right? You take a look. I mean, that's what you guys are doing over there in Joburg. A house that's part of a gated community basically keeps chaos at bay. You know? Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'tana didan. That's interesting. According to our Tana, we can finally understand that pasuk. It's a strange pasuk. It says liot the yamim ha'elam niskarim v'nasim bechol dor v'dor. It says medina u'medina v'ir v'ir. What's the point of saying if you're telling me that it's a global takana? Why are you mentioning separately Medina, Medina, and year of the year? Okay? I'll tell you why now. Medina, Medina. Okay, Medina, Medina is a metropolitan area that is not just a village. It's a center, then it's Mukafet Choma. Right. So there, why does it say two of them? Because there's two different types. There's the Medina, that is Mukafet Choma, Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun, and there's one that's only Mukafet Choma, Mimot Achashverosh, and they're not the same, and you need to know that the halachas are not the same, and therefore it says Medina, Medina, according to what type of Medina you fit into, because there's different categories, and ear the ear, I need to know that also. Ear the ear is to be Mechalik. It's a strange difference between Shushan and other cities. So I need to know both of those things. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, okay, you can say Medina o Medina is to make that difference between Shushan and its other modeled cities that have the Choma like Shushan, and other places that don't have that wall, so that was Shem Shushan or Shari Yerot. What would then be the point of saying year to year? So in other words, it's mash from this pasuk that there are two levels of distinction. That only makes sense according to our Tana, correct? Because that's what we've seen in the Gemara. First we made a distinction between Mukafin and Prazim, which had nothing to do with Shushan. Then we were left with the problem, so what about Shushan? We had a further distinction of a place in which Naaseh Bones has its own takana. Exactly. Medina, Medina, ear to ear. Perfect. According to Yeshua ben Korcha, what's the point? You're just doing stomp, throwing out words, city, country. What are you adding? The Lamayata, what's it telling you? Amar lecha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and it works out so good the way you do it. According to our Tana, it does work out. Kivan di'itle prazi prazi. Thank you. So according to our Tana, what are you saying? You just learned out this halakha from the city of Alkena Yehudima Prazim, right? So why do we need this extra medina, medina, and so on? I understand. It's completely irrelevant to us. You've read it out, Prazim, you've read it out from the Pusik, Alkena Yehudima Prazim, derived that from Exera Shava. You didn't tell me that you were learning it out of the Pusik medina, medina. So now what do I need medina, medina, lamali? What's the point of mentioning it, if that's the whole idea of the original takana? Therefore, you're missing the point of this pasuk. This pasuk isn't a story about the fact that there are different people keeping things on different days. I don't need stories about that when I have the drushes about the fact anyway. In the it's coming to tell me something else entirely. It's coming to tell me a drusha. It's coming to tell me what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said. The owner of Yehoshua ben Levi. The meaning, basically, here is that cities have a particular relationship to their local medina. So that if you have a city which is Mukefet Choma, surrounded by villages that are ear of the ears that are around their Medina, so then they get a special halacha. What is that? It's talking about the fact if they're close enough, then they become extensions of the central hub, which is the Medina, including its ear of the ear. That's the point. Then there's other Medinot that don't relate to their ear of the ears. What defines that? 2 points, says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. 2 points. And that is krach v'kola samuchlo v'kola nir e'imo. If the central hub is visible and or, it turns out, near, then it's reading as if it's part of the hub. And when you say, well, possible, we have to talk about that, because we have the Eruv issue. The Eruv can make a place into a single city. Right? Possible. Ad kama, what defines when you say nearby? Omre birmi avitem repchia baraba. By the way, some learn this is not just what defines nearby, but what defines a maximum of re'iya as well. According to the other pshat, re'iya is not defined. That would be either or, no matter how far you are, as long as you see. Like this. It's the distance from Chamtan to Tveria, which is a meal. Oh man, so just say a meal. What is this? A lema meal. Hey, you never heard of like 500 shitas and how big an amma is? I'm giving you the solution. You should be kissing my feet. A kamashman, the shiur, the meal, kama avi. I'm telling you how big the meal is. A meal can be measured from Chamtan to Tveria. Now you can figure everything else based on that. A lot of good it does us. Did Chamtan have a wall? But did Chamtan have a wall? Where is Chamtan?
Where it starts?
Exactly. I used to walk that every Friday night from Chamtan to Tveria. It's actually longer.
Because Rebbe's walking to Crusader Tveria. Oh, maybe that's it. Much closer.
Maybe that explains it, because it sure took me longer than it ought to take about a meal. The Omer of Yermi of Yitem Reptia Baraba. You know what? I'm going to leave you off this year. We'll start this on the Shabbos. I see everybody got in their hand today. Richie, what's the matter, Richie? All right, we'll meet then on Mitzvah Shabbat. You here? Megillah Nikreis Yud Alav Yud Beit Yud Gimel Yud Alef Tetvav Lo Pachot Velo Yoter. Krachim Amukafim Choma Miyamot Yoshua Ben Nun Korim B'Chamishah Asar Kvarim Ha'erot Gilod Korim B'Arba'asar Asar Kvarim Hakdim Liyom Ha'Kisah Ketzat Chal Yod Arba'asar B'Sheni Kvarim Ha'erot Gilod Korim Bobo Yom Ha'Kafot Choma Adam Achar Chal Yod B'Shlishi O'B'Rivii Kvarim Hakdim Liyom Ha'Kisah Ha'erot Gilod Korim Bobo Yom Ha'Kafot Choma Adam Achar Chal Yod B'Chamishi. Once again, Kvarim Ha'erot Gilod Korim Bobo Yom Ha'Kafot Choma Adam Achar. But Chaliyot Berf Shabbat, now the Kfarim again have to go back to Thursday on the Kisah. Ayarot Gilot Mukafot Choma Korin Bo Bayom. Chaliyot B'Shabbat, now the Kfarim Ayarot Gilot are Magdimim V'Korim Liyom HaKnisah. Once they go back, they don't go back to Friday. Mukafot Choma L'Machah. Chaliyot Achar Shabbat Kfarim Magdimim Liyom HaKnisah. Ayarot Gilot Korin Bo Bayom. Mukafot Choma L'Machah. Which brings us all the way back to Yud Aleph and the Kfarim. Megillah Nikret B'Yud Aleph, Minolan. What do you mean, Minolan? Can we remember the Kaman? I mean, it's a, Takana Chachomim. He killed all the Kvarim, the Bakdimim, the Yomati, Sakri, Shrapko, Baim, Mazon, Leachayim, Shabikarchim. No, Kulu Anshik Nezat Akdola Taknim, right? But if Isaac and Anshik Nezat Akdola were only Yudalan and Tadvav Taknim, so Adra Abonim Akri Takata Takin Anshik Nezat Akdola, is that possible? Hatzan Ein Beidin Yachol Avatel Divrei Beidin Chaveiro, Elen Ken Gadomi Menu Bechuchma B'Minyan. You know, I think I skipped that line when I was saying the daf. It's a big machlokas, what that means, Bechuchma B'Minyan. Some learns it means the Chuchma of the Av Beidin, particularly. The Bezdin is called Al Shemot. Minyan would mean the number of chachamim that are attached as talmidim around the Beit Din. Others learn that it means minyan shanim, how old they are in aggregate. Interesting idea. And the chokhma of the Beit Din as a whole, not referring to a particular person. Okay, in any event, Elapshita Kulanchik Nazidagdola Takna, Sahramiza, Omrav Shama Baravan Rami Okra, Noma Kralaka Yemit Mea Purima Ela, Bismanehem, Smanim Harbe Tiknulem. I mean, came across Zman. My Zmanehem, Zmanim Tula. Can't we boil his manashal said, look as manashal said? In came lame across Zmanam, my Zmanehem, Shmamina Kulu, Vame Zmanim Tuva, and not only these extra 2 days or 3 days. Zmanayam Dumina Zmanam, Azmanam Tre, Abzmanayam Tre, Vame Tre, Savatwe Sepan. Ah, that's Kedem Rishul Bar Yitzchak, that Yud Gimel was Zman Kilala Koli, Velotzarach Lurbu, Yachanam Yud Gimel Zman Kilala Koli, Velotzarach Lurbu, Vame Shetzar, Shivzar, Loyavati. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Makra, Kayamim, Ashenach Bema Yudim, Yamim kayamim, the rabot yudal of yudbeit. Why? What about Tracer Vitlesa? Om Shabbat Yitzchak, Yudyamas Vankilala Kovala Tzarkur, Yevemeshit Savashivsa, Velo Yavorchtiv. Ripshima Barnachmei, my time below Amar Bizmanehem, because it's too many levels. Mans, Banams, Manehem, Lomashmane. Ripshama Baraba, my time below Amar Yamim kayamim, Omelacha, Uludorot, Dichtiv. Omer Rabba Barbarachon Amar Biochan Zutiv Rabbi Yakiv Estimat Adador Zman Zmanam Zmanayim Aval Chachamim Omrim Inkolin Otel Bizmana Meiz VeOmer Rabbi Yehuda Imatay Bizman Shashanim Tikunam Yisrael Shunin Alad Matam Aval Bizmana Ze Ol Mistaklin Ba Inkolin Otel Bizmana Rabbi Yehuda Alibed Aman Ilayim Alibed Rabbi Yakiv Afil Bizmana Ze Itelai Takanta Elol Alibed Rabbonan Ubizman Shashanim Tikunam Yisrael Shunin Alad Matam At least Karina to Yufta, the Rabbi Yochanan to Yufta. Ikri Amri Amr Rabba Barbachan Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Akiva Stimata Ah. Aval Chachamim Amru, Bizman Azeh, Hol Mistaklim Ba, In Kurin Otelo Bizman Ah. Tani Nami Yochanan Rabbi Yonemet, Bizman Shoshanim Kitikudami Yisoshin Yolad Natan. Aval Bizman Azeh, Hol Mistaklim Ba, In Kurin Otelo Bizman Ah. Ravashi Kashli, the Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yonah, Umukim Lo Lebraita, Krav Yoshi Rabbi Yonah. Me, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Bizman Azeh, Olam Mistaklim Ben Korin Hotel Bizman Ah, Ramini Amr Rabbi Yehuda Bada Bin Man Shinichnas in Bishin Ramishi, Mokum Shem Akmit Bishin Ramishi in Korin Hotel Bizman Ah, which means that Mokum Shinichnas in Bishin Ramishi Nia, we are Korin and Afil Bizman Azeh, and therefore Mokum Ala Bride, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Wow, we should detach Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. So now he picks out a name from a hat, it should be Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabashi Shmiel Lady, Vigil Tanak Rabbi Yehuda, Vigil Tanak Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. And since Kashlik Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, he came to the obvious conclusion that Mandatanak Rabbi Yehuda Lav Dafka, Mandatanak Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda is Dafka. Krokim Amukafim Chomami Motishu Benun, Korin Bechamishasa. Minani Bile, Amaravni Amakran, Kena Yudim Aprozim Yoshim Borea Prasod, Mide Prozim Barbasar Mukafim Bechamishasa. Name of Prazim Barbasa Mukafim Bechlal, don't read. What do you mean, don't read? Like, you saw Nino. We all know the Vat Kushkzi. Vim of Prozim Barbasa, Mukafim Barbasa, Ubechamesa. Kirichti, Leotosim, and Yom Arbasa, Lechadashada, Ved Yom Hamishasa, Bechoshan Amishana. I have it at Yom Arbasa, Vichamishasa. So then you'd be right. But Hashtag, Vichti, Ved Yom Arbasa, Ved Yom Hamishasa. The et now is Atibu Pasi, Hani Barbasa, Vani Bechamishasa. Well, maybe the Prazim are Barbesar, Mukafim, or depends, Bo Barbesar, Bo Bechamesa. No, Omar Krav is Manehem, Zmano Shazet, Lav Zmano Shazet. So, Veima Betleser, Kishusha. Ashkenazi, Zechir Minolan, Omar Krav Yamim Eil Nizkarim and Asim, Ishki Zechir Lasia. Now, my season, okay, I tell you, with Yeshua Korchel, man, Krochim Amukafim Choma Milot HaShverosh, Korim Bechamishasa. My time will be sure and call her Kishusha. My Shusha Mukefet Homam Yimota Hashverosh for Korim Bechamishasa. Of course, Mukefet Homam Yimota Hashverosh for Bechamishasa. So the time will be done my time. No, you're like Prozi Prozi. Tivaka Kena Yurima Prozim. Uktiv Hatam of Army Area Prozi are Bemod. So Mala Halan, it means Mimot Yoshobinun. I've got me with your shulminot. And this shall be shulmin korcha. Lo ana ketanadid on the let lay prazi prazi. It goes with what makes sense. But tanadid on, my time lama grab your shulmin korcha. What do you mean, my time? You just said, because he holds a prazi prazi. I mean, but the tanadid on, how does he explain shushan? Kiman, loka prozim, loka mukafim. Amar Rav, Amar Lakadi, shani shusha, hol v'nasa banis. So this shleima, the tana didan, ane dechti medina, medina, the year of the year, medina, medina, lechalek bein mukafim, chomam yimot yeshu benun, lemukafet chomam yimot hachashverosh, and then year of the year is a further disclarification, lechalek bein shushan, lechana yarot. Because now Shushan is really not a medina, according to the way we've defined it. It's just acting like a medina, so we have two different types of cities. Cities other than Shushan and Shushan. But the way Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Medina, Medina, okay, if I understand. That's the Chalik Ben Shushan, the Shar Ayarot, because that's all it's a function of. But year by year, what's that all about? Anachar Rabbi Shimon Karcha, and to you it does make sense. Given the Idle, Prasi, Prasi. What's the point of saying Medina, Medina? Lamali. Ela Kurala Drashu Deata, Rabbi Shimon Levi Udiata. Don Rabbi Shimon Levi Krach, Bechala Samuchlo, Bechala Nireimo, Didonke Krach. At Kama, on Rabbi Yirmi Avitem Rabbi Baraba, Kemichanta Netveria Mil. So just say, Mil. A Kamash from the Shira de Mil Kama Abe. Kemichanta Netveria.